here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 23rd of May, 2010. It's the birthday of the poet Jane Kenyon, born Ann Arbor, Michigan, in 1947. It's the birthday of Margaret Wise Brown, born in Brooklyn, 1910. She went off to Hollins College in Virginia, studied English there. She wanted to write books for adults, but then she went to teacher training college, and she got to work with little kids. She was inspired by an educational reformer named Lucy Sprague Mitchell, who had an experimental school in New York City, who put forward ideas that now are completely taken for granted. The idea of creativity in the classroom, the idea of trying to figure out how each child learns and then teaching to that method. She was particularly interested in how young children absorb language. And she took Margaret Wise Brown under her wing. And Brown took her ideas and wrote books that sounded good, that were soothing to children. And she came up with those lines that we all know. Good night, room. Good night, moon. Good night, cow, jumping over the moon. Good night, moon came out in 1947. Margaret Wise Brown, who was stylish and beautiful, tall, green-eyed, ash-blonde hair. She had a series of lovers, some men, some women, and in 1952 she was engaged to marry, but she died later that same year at the age of 42 of an embolism. And it's the birthday of the physicist and electrical engineer John Bardeen, born in Madison, Wisconsin, 1908. He came along at a time when electrical impulses were transmitted through vacuum tubes, which were expensive and fragile and used a lot of energy. And it was John Bardeen, along with William Shockley and Walter Bratton, who invented the transistor. It was after World War II. It was at the Bell Laboratories in New Jersey, and it was in 1954 the first transistor radio hit the market. It was the Regency TR-1, and it cost $49.95. The three of them received a Nobel Prize in Physics in 1956 for their work on the transistor. John Bardeen found out about the Nobel Prize when he heard it on the radio while he was making eggs in the kitchen, and he got so excited he dropped the frying pan on the floor. He went off to teach at the University of Illinois, did research in superconductivity, and in 1972 he became the only person to receive a second Nobel Prize in physics. Here's a poem for today by John Crow Ransom, entitled Blue Girls. Twirling your blue skirts, traveling the sward under the towers of your seminary, go listen to your teachers, old and contrary, without believing a word. Tie the white fillets then about your hair, and think no more of what will come to pass than bluebirds that go walking on the grass and chattering on the air. Practice your beauty, blue girls, before it fail, and I will cry with my loud lips and publish beauty which all our power shall never establish, it is so frail. For I could tell you a story which is true. I know a lady with a terrible tongue, blear eyes fallen from blue, all her perfections tarnished, yet it is not long since she was lovelier than any of you. Blue Girls by John Crow Ransom, from his selected poems published by Random House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.